Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Blitz Thursday, the 8th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 47. And the whole seven-day forecast shows thunderstorms, and we've been having thunderstorms, and it's been raining like a son of a bitch and hell of thunder. Anyways, they're correct about that, I guess. Let's go take a look and see what we got to work with today after this break.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see what we got to work with today. I've already had the broadcaster shut down three fucking times since I fired it up. I guess we're going to have to go look at that again. We got to find a way because we want to talk about Hunter Biden is a goddamn sex fucking fiend. He's a fucking pervert. He's a fucking pedophile. Might say the wrong goddamn thing on this fucking site, man. You never know. Let's see what we're looking at here. Breaking, multiple young children are in critical condition following a mass stabbing attack in Annecy, France. I don't give a shit about France. The suspect is a Syrian male migrant who is seeking refugee status. Well, he'll get it. Don't worry. Evidence shockingly suggests that FBI is shielding two firms closely tied to the Chinese government, which have financed and developed an American election software company for the past 15 years, all while transferring confidential election data back to China. Well, what the fuck? Is there some kind of surprise to that? I mean, if you go fucking vote, you are fucking committing fucking treason. And you fucking know it, because it is not a goddamn vote of the people. It's a fucking appointment. It's completely rot with corruption. And it's not a fucking lawful election, because it's from an occupying goddamn force. And if you participate in it, you commit treason, plain and simple. CNN paid a research firm to find out why its ratings are tanking. The The researchers found CNN's viewers stopped trusting the network because of the network's left-wing bias and histrionic COVID reporting. Oh, it's that left-wing, man. It's that right-wing. It's those fucking Democrats. That's what it is. It ain't the fucking goddamn world communism, the international corporate mafia playing both the fucking goddamn fascist and the communist card while both being capitalists and taking every fucking thing we have. No, that ain't it. CNN paid a research firm to find out why its ratings are tanking. You betcha. All right. There was better. I mean, there was things that were actually with blatant hashtags, a pedophilia network has flourished on Instagram. The platform doesn't merely host three activities. Its algorithms have actively promoted them. No, I will not fucking believe this. They censor that stuff. I mean, they got people watching that, don't they? Oh, am I not going to get a look at this today? Mm-mm. There you go, son of a bitch. With blatant hate hashtags, a pedophilia network has flourished on Instagram. The platform doesn't merely host these activities. Its algorithms have actively promoted them. WSJ News exclusive in Instagram connects a vast pedophilia network. The media unit system for fostering communities has guided users to child sex content companies. Company says it's improving internal conditions. And earlier when I read this, there was something to fucking read. And now there isn't. So it's been changed. All I'm getting is bullshit here. What happened to the goddamn dialogue? Well, let's click on it again and see if we get it. No, I'm not subscribing to the Wall Street fucking Journal. How in the hell? They've changed this just since this morning when I was looking through this shit. They have fucking changed this, son of a bitch. And I don't know how to get rid of you, but I do. You son of a bitch. Hang in there, guys. They're playing games today. Today's a game day. We got our game face on. So we're going to talk about fucking Hunter Biden. See, that's why I wanted to go through that fucking article. I read that article on the other computer, and I come up here, and it won't come up. Evidence. Yeah. The research firm, okay, was blatant Hastings. I'm going to try this again. Blatant hashtags, pedophilia network has flourished. And, I mean, this went into some pretty interesting shit. Let's just try it one more time. Won't even go on to it now. Yeah, it will. Nope. Fucking son of a bitches, man. No, I don't think I'll subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much. Anyway, this was quite a long article, actually. It was fucking longer than a piece of fucking string. But, it's trying to fucking fuck with us today. We're right back. We're not going nowhere. I've become a lot more educated in these things. It's not so fucking easy as it was, and it's going to keep getting harder for you fuckers to fuck us on our goddamn broadcast. I'm going to figure that out later. We're going to find out. Three arrested after Antifa clashes with American parents at California school board meeting by Tony Kinnett. Several fights broke out between Antifa and parental rights activists Tuesday night outside the Glendale Unified School District's administrative building. There we just dropped our fucking broadcaster, man. Hang on. You know, I can keep doing this all fucking day. And I'll just keep on that. Come up. Oh, there you are. Son of a bitch. And then it takes us off the fucking articles. We're going back. Oh, puts it in front of you, fucking bastard. You are unfucking believable. Now they've got, you can't do that. God damn it. We're not going to allow it. We're just playing fucking games here right now, people. Okay. Glendale Unified School District Administration Building in Glendale, California, during a school board meeting discussing LGBTQ plus A, B, C, D, E, F, G, stupid ass. What the fuck is it to Antifa about these people and their fucking relationships with their fucking children and the people who think, well, they're not educating. Well, I guess they are educating. The ones trying to ruin their fucking lives. None of your fucking business, Antifa. Every one of you fuckers is going to die. Law enforcement arrested three individuals and the mayhem after the protests exceeded the bounds of peaceful assembly, the Glendale Police Department announced Tuesday night. Following the Glendale School Board's decision to incorporate LGBTQ plus Pride Festival and celebrations into June school days, dozens of parents pulled students from classrooms. There you're starting to fucking do something. But still, again, I was thinking about it when I was looking at, there's a picture up here with this article. And I see, or there was a video. And I see these people, and you know, I just made it, that multiculturalism. You know, fucking Americans wouldn't deal with this way. Americans don't go out there and protest, you know, and fucking bitch and complain. They'd have burned that fucking school down and hung every son of a bitch that was fucking doing this shit. That's why they had to dilute our population and try to pretend like we do not have a fucking culture. Which elementary school, seeing 40% of students show up for class on June 2nd? Good. Pull every fucking one of them. If you pulled all the kids out of the fucking schools, all the children out of the fucking schools, you would have no fucking schools, would you? You would have these fucking, you could cut these motherfuckers down to size. They could bring in the fucking illegals and teach them English so they could teach them queerism. But even the fucking goddamn, I mean, the El Salvadorians, the goddamn, you can name it around the world. Those people don't like it either. In some countries, they fucking, it is unlawful. It used to be here. Additional documents revealed that Glendale staff have attempted to incorporate LGBTQ materials and ideology into other curriculum. The assistant principal even told staff to teach children that every person is by default queer and socialist. Well, I ain't no queer and I ain't no fucking socialist, you fucking pricks. None of my fucking children are. None of my fucking grandchildren are. You are a tiny, I guess you're going to try and use that kind of shit like that to try to bolster your fucking teensy weensy itty bitty fucking numbers. You are nothing and you fucking know it. We decide to destroy you, you're gone in a fucking day, you fucking freaks. If we ever fucking stand up on our fucking feet and do it. Several fights broke out between Antifa and parental rights activists. Fuck you, Antifa. You fucking cocksuckers, you're all going to fucking go in the ground, you understand? You fucking have no authority in this country, you fucking communist pricks. Tuesday night outside the Glendale Unified School District Administration Building in Glendale, California, during school board meeting discussion LGBTQ curriculum. Okay, law enforcement, we already did that. Following the Glendale School Board's, we did that. Here we have it. Official news release from Glendale. On June 6, 2023, the Glendale Police Department responded to a protest at the Glendale Unified School District headquarters. Several hundred protesters gathered, many waving American flags and LGBT pride flags. You know, they had that new flag they came out with for the pedophiles. Why? I'm waiting to see you motherfuckers put that goddamn patch on your shoulder. I mean, if you fucking are so fucking powerful and there's so fucking many of you, put it on your fucking sleeve and show your fucking numbers. But you won't do that, will you? Because you know what'll happen to your fucking asses. There are plenty out here that'll still fucking put your ass in the fucking ground, you fucking freaks. Outside the scheduled GUSD board meeting, the opposing sides represented parents who oppose GUSD policies in support of LGBTQ plus classroom curriculum. Both sides took to social media to rally their supporters to convene at GUSD headquarters ahead of the last board meeting of the school year. And what? You're going to go there? We don't want you doing that. We're going to do it any fucking way. So pull your kids out and keep them fucking out. Empty those motherfucking schools. And then tell them no more fucking financing, son of a bitches. We'll teach our own fucking teach your own children. What the hell's the matter with you? You don't have an education. You didn't get one. You can't teach fucking goddamn at least up to high school level. While most of the protest was peaceful, a small group of individuals engaged in behavior deemed unsafe and a risk to public safety. Despite police attempts to de-escalate the situation, at least three individuals were arrested for various charges, including unlawful use of pepper spray and willfully obstructing officers in the course of their duties. Officers. You mean goddamn corporate fucking enforcers. And I'm sure they didn't do, I'm sure the people they fucking went after were not fucking Antifa, because they're fucking, they work for fucking Antifa. After the initial arrests, additional attempts to de-escalate the crowd failed. Once the protest exceeded the bounds of peaceful assembly in adherence to our duty to protect public safety. No, you have no duty to protect public safety. That's been made fucking clear. And you're not fucking, you have no legitimate fucking goddamn jurisdiction in this goddamn country. You're a bunch of fucking privateers working for fucking a private fucking corporation known as the United States Corporation, you sons of bitches, or else the state corporations, which are incorporated under that United States Corporation. You have no fucking jurisdiction over any free individual in this goddamn country. You are a bunch of fucking goddamn mercenaries, and that's how you will go down in history, as you died as mercenaries. We'll see if that fucking paycheck's worth it when the fucking lead starts flying. Dispersal order was given just after 6 p.m. Additional police resources were requested to ensure the safety of the Glendale community would not be compromised. Oh, you fucking bunch of pussies. The Glendale Police Department acknowledged and respects the right of individuals to peaceably assemble and express their opinions. We encourage continued open dialogue. No, you're going to go talk about this? You're going to go talk about the perverts having your fucking kids? You have no fucking pride. You have no fucking guts. You have no fucking spine. You do have the law of this fucking land, the unalienable, fucking undisputable, supreme, superior, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people's law of December 15, 1791, that you can put these motherfuckers in the ground with. They have declared war on you. They are fucking pedophiling your children. And you're going to go, you're going to talk to them about it? Isn't that how they did it with the fucking guns? Can't we just have a conversation about fucking 6-year-olds getting screwed by Hunter Biden? While he's doing cocaine, is he doing cocaine with them? Can't we just have a discussion about it? No, we want the motherfucker hung. We want him put up against a fucking wall like the mad dog son of a bitch he is, and fucking executed for fucking goddamn crimes against humanity. The Glendale Police Department acknowledges and respects the rights of individuals. Do you really? We encourage continued open dialogue. The talking part's fucking over. You people go and you have dialogue with these fucking assholes. You're going in and you're actually discussing letting your fucking children be fucking perverted. Let your children be fucking goddamn pedophiled. You're going to talk to them about it. Well, maybe if you just did it once, maybe if you just did it twice, what the fuck are you going to say? Are you going to fucking put a stop to fucking this destruction of our youth? And construct?
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, though? When you think about it, let's just think about this for a little bit. You know, a few years ago, it was a man with a damn wig on, want to say he's a woman. They used to think that guy was crazy. They used to lock that man up. Now this has became mainstream.
Well, this is
a man that wants to put on a fucking wig to dance naked in front of kids with his genitalia hanging. You tell me, What right man in his right mind would want to do that in front of kids?
This is fucking orchestrated, and it's they're a bunch of fucking, they're not a bunch of freaks, they're a little, small handful of freaks, actually, that is being made, like, I mean, it's that grouse fucking syndrome, where it looks, it puffs itself up and tries to make it look, itself look 50 times bigger than it is when there's just a skinny little fucking chicken in the fucking middle. There ain't enough of these motherfuckers to even make a fuss over, but here they are dominating the fucking news, dominating this goddamn country, a handful of fucking freaks who should be taken out back and a bullet put in their fucking head because they are a danger to children. I mean, I swear, people, this is what incrementalism gets you. You let them do this little tiny thing here. Well, we're just gonna tell them about queers, and then next thing you know, they're fucking, well, we're giving your kid fucking sex change drugs behind your back, and we're having, like Dion said, freaks come in and fucking wigs and dance naked in front of your little fucking children. You fucking people are disgusting. If you allow this shit, if you do not attack this with aggression, and I do mean violent aggression, you are fucking, you're cowards. Plain and simple, you won't defend your own fucking children. Dialogue and construct engagement with community members. The Glendale Police Department remains committed to fostering positive relationships. There can be no positive relationship between a normal human being and the fucking, these fucking freaks that want to fucking pedophile your children.
Can you have a normal every channel on the stupid box, no matter which one you go to.
You goddamn right. Every fucking, I mean, they wouldn't have to push this as hard if it was fucking reality. If there was more than fucking 0.0004% of the fucking population sick in the head like this, they wouldn't have to push it like this, people. Don't you understand? When they have to push something this hard, it's because there is nothing behind it. They have to try to make it look big like that grouse. Committed to fostering positive relationships and working collaboratively with community leaders and organizations to address concerns and find common ground. What common ground are you going to find with you fucking pedophile and my fucking kid? You think you're going to find, I'll tell you what, you're going to find 6 foot of fucking ground in your fucking face is what you're going to find. That's the common fucking ground. Parents from traditionally conservative America and Hispanic communities in Glendale plan to protest the board's decision at an upcoming school board meeting. Antifa Southern California called for activists to counter-protest. Counter-protest, I guess Antifa stands for fucking pedophilia, too. You make sure you understand that now. This ain't about fucking goddamn Black Lives Matter or anything else. Now it's about fucking pedophilia. They want to pedophile your fucking children. This is Antifa. I'm sure that it's getting fucking financing from the corporation also against these parents who have labeled hate groups. Oh, yeah, you're a hating son of a bitch if you don't want somebody fucking like Hunter Biden taking your little 60-year-old daughter, dressing her up like a fucking whore, and then taking her in with his cocaine and fucking pedophiling her ass. Oh, you hateful son of a bitch, you. How dare you? We haven't heard no more about that, have we? What the fuck's the deal? Well, later in that other article, that's why I wanted to go on it, that wouldn't come back up this time. They talked about, they have to have a hard time finding concrete evidence. How about a fucking video of him fucking doing it? A fucking video he taped of him fucking doing it. Huh? That's not enough. Oh, no, that's Hunter Biden. That's his lifestyle. Fucking pervert. You sick son of a bitch. Several parents told Glendale's board that they were concerned with Glendale's transgender policy, such as following students to the opposite sex of the opposite sex to use, such as allowing students of the opposite sex to use the same bathrooms and locker rooms, putting their children at risk. One father told the board, I graduated from Glendale in 1996, and I have two daughters. My daughter is afraid to change in the locker room because she knows another guy could come in into the room. When I asked the principal, he told me there were no cross-gender bathroom policies. I'm sure they're fucking ain't. I'm sure they're, but if he did it, what would you do? Would you dare even fucking make a noise? How about if you fucking do that, I'll fucking kill your fucking parents. you son of a bitch. The parents of that little fucking freak. Several fights broke out between Antifa and parental rights activists Tuesday night outside the Glendale Unified School District Administrative Building. Glendale, California. See, they could be doing that. Then we go back down here. It's like this has been put up twice, but yeah, we did that. Okay, we're here. Others previously told the Daily Signal that their children changed in locker rooms with students of the opposite sex multiple times and that it is standard practice in Glendale. So they fucking lied about it. Imagine, man, I'll tell you, you tried this shit when I was a kid. The fucking dads would have came over. They would have fucking, they would have killed everybody in that goddamn building. Just shot them dead. You tried doing this kind of fucking shit. No, man, somebody talked about it. I mean, let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about something there's no conversation to have about. You fucking leave the fucking kids alone, you motherfucking freaks. And on the, also on that fucking video, there was little kids, I mean, like 12-year-olds, standing up telling us how the cow eats the cabbage. It reminded me of the Khmer Rouge. Little children, they have such life experience that they can fucking, they can make these kind of decisions and educate us adults. You know, with fucking 60 years, 62 years on this fucking planet on fucking sexual fucking goddamn content. They should, speaking words, they shouldn't even be fucking speaking. They shouldn't even fucking know at that age. It's fucking sick in the head.
Like you say, Henry, you tell me, what do I have in common with a man that want to touch underage girls, little bitty girls, and he wants to put on a wig and dance very, very sexually in front of children? What type of person? Why would I even want to be around that type of person?
Why would you want to allow that son of a bitch to even be around a kid is more important. I seen somebody like that doing that in front of a kid. I couldn't help myself. I would attack. It's goddamn.
Well, hell, look at the parents that bring them, Henry. You got parents bringing kids to freaking drag shows, man. They need to be fucking. You know what they need? I'm going to tell you exactly what they need. They need, I'll put a damn axe across their head. That's what I'll do to them.
By
that's
God,
what they need. They need an axe across their damn head.
How sick do you got to be? I mean, this is fucking beyond fucking belief. This is like a bad B movie. It's fucking sickening. And yeah, you're right. That's what I'm talking about. The parents here, I'm down to the part where they have the fight breaks out. I can't play it because it can't be heard over the phone. And well, there is no goddamn sound to it anyway, or there was it downstairs. But at any rate, I mean, you got these Antifa there confronting parents who saying, I don't want my fucking kid to be pedophiles. I don't want to be a part of your fucking faggot ass motherfucking agenda to fucking ruin this fucking, the children of this country. As a parent, how could you, if you even thought that was going on at a school, how could you send your child to that school? It's time for the fucking women to go home. If you give a shit about your fucking kids, go home and fucking educate them. My mom used to say some people ought to have children and others ought to have pups. You ought to have pups because you can't do as much fucking damage. How in the fuck could any mother with any fucking respect for herself or her child allow her child to be fucking put in front of a goddamn man in a wig dancing naked? Fucking pedophilia. Pedophilia. Do we need more of a fucking reason, people? We have the law. We can stop this shit in a second. All we got to do is stand up and fucking do it. But then again, when I said, you have these images down here, I got to thinking is what I see in other countries. That's why the push for multiculturalism, they had to get a lot of motherfuckers in here to break what is the American culture. In American culture, you don't do this shit. You'll get your ass killed. But they've pumped so many fucking people in here from so many fucking places where, I mean, this reminds you of something you might see in France. And fucking the America I grew up in, like I said, my dad and his generation, they would have went over there with fucking pistols. They'd have killed these son of a bitches and burned that fucking school to the ground. If they did it to just one child, they would have done it. They would not have tolerated it. But they pumped all these motherfuckers in here from around the fucking world from fucking third world hellholes. You know, it's not uncommon down in Mexico for daddy to fuck his own fucking daughter. I mean, it's quite common. board meeting went to recess for almost 20 minutes while police attempted to manage the situation. According to the footage from Los Angeles News Network and on-site independent journalists, mass progressive protesters in pink bandanas and progress flags traded blows with Americans and Hispanic parents. You shouldn't be trading blows. You should be shooting these fucking animals down like the fucking animals they are. We are at war, in case you haven't noticed. This is a war on our fucking culture. This is a war on our people. This is a war on our law. Our law is absolute, and it is the people's fucking law. And these motherfuckers in blatant violation. But then again, you have fucking, like Deion saying, you have fucking parents that will take their fucking kids to this goddamn shit. Unbelievable. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ramp on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific time. And of course, that was Hog Dog. Get some. How you know it's past get some. It's time to go give some. You get fucking this shit we fucking is being thrown in our face and crammed down our fucking throats by a teeny tiny fucking minority, and we're fucking allowing it. That makes us a bunch of fucking pussies. I mean, sit there and fucking hide with that fucking gun. All you fucking want, it ain't going to change a goddamn thing until you step up with that motherfucker and use it on these fucking sick son of a bitches that would fucking take a little six-year-old child and fucking molest it. Like Hunter Biden, you know Hunter, don't you? The son of a bitch, they got the fucking tape of him fucking molesting children and fucking counting his cocaine. Oh, yeah. All right. They want to play. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to shove enough of this shit out there to think that maybe, oh, everybody's a fucking queer. That's how they did with political correctness. You know, they just fucking, they had every fucking one of their operatives, all of their fucking Masonic fucking goddamn boots on the ground out there fucking pushing. Oh, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. No, it ain't, you motherfucker. I got my own fucking mind and I can see a fucking goddamn queer, sick son of a bitch and pervert when I know one when I see one. But I mean, here you go again. I mean, this is a bum's rush of this shit. Boys aged 8 are sent home with a puberty kit, including panty liners and maxi pads by Connecticut elementary school after being shown videos about gender identity by Sophie Mann. Parents in Granby, Connecticut are furious. Are you furious? How fucking furious are you? Were you ready to go over there and have a dialogue with them? Are furious after elementary school students were shown a video discussing gender identity and sent home with puberty kits. You're fucking paying for this shit. You're paying to cut your own fucking throat. You're paying to destroy your children. You're fucking worthless. Not going to let me have this story. Yeah, maybe. There we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, this was the one with the little children, the Khmer Rouge. Parents at the Wells Road Intermediate School say third, fourth, and fifth graders, people, were shown the video in which children discussed identifying outside the gender binary and wave pride flags around
Pride means you should be able to be free all my life. I mean, you got this little girl, picture of this little girl. If you go watch this goddamn video, you'll see what I mean. These little fucking children, they don't know shit from Shinola. This is what the Khmer fucking Rouge did. You've heard of the killing fields. Go look at this shit. Little children going to tell me about fucking goddamn life. You have zero life experience. All you fucking know is what the communists have taught you. And goddamn your parents for allowing that to happen to you. I don't blame you. You're just a kid, but your goddamn parents are fucking sick in the fucking head. They allow this shit. They need to be taken out. They need to be fucking put in the fucking ground instead of the fucking decent people. Pride means you should be able to be free. You fucking dumbass, a little kid. You even understand the fucking words that you're talking. You got to realize, man, these kids don't understand none of this shit. How can they? They have no life experience. All my life, I never really felt like a boy, and I don't really feel like a girl. So I'd rather be both. This is asinine. This is childish, beyond childish. Says one child in the video called Simon, who identifies as he, they. It's sick. Many parents believe their children are too young to be learning about these topics. Well, then do something about it and claim they were not warned about the Pride Month program advance. I tell you what, I already told you what my fucking dad's generation would have done. My generation would have done. We'd have went over there and we'd have fucked them up, man. One parent shared One parent shared that their child were given puberty kit. This is fucking your, this is your education system. This is what comes out the other fucking end. And also claimed her son had been sent home with panty liners and maxi pads. Okay. Another parent, Kyle Reyes, who has four kids under the age of 9, has decided to pull them out of the Granby School District. Well, goddamn good for you. Is that all you're going to do? These son of a bitches have to be taken care of. I tell you, it's 0.00043. There ain't fucking a handful of these son of a bitches across this country. But they're trying to make it look like it's the goddamn norm. Maybe they think if they fucking do it long enough, then fucking it won't be such a big deal that old Hunter Biden had those little fucking six-year-old girls in fucking goddamn whore outfits and prostitute outfits and fucking weighing out his fucking coke. How much coke did you give him, Hunter, you son of a bitch? Why isn't anything being done about him? Same reason I guess nothing's being done about this, because nobody will fucking do it. You have the authority. You have the law behind you. Not their law, our fucking law. The unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You have it behind you. You're at war. They've declared war on you and your fucking goddamn law. They've declared war on your fucking morality. They've declared war on the fucking people, on the fucking American nationals of this country. And we're going to use our multiculturalism that we used for 20 years. Man, people should have been fighting that fucking tooth and nail. These are conversations that if anyone is going to have with the kids, it should be their parents. Fuck. Would any decent parent even talk about shit like this with a little kid that small? I mean, think about it. Would you? Little kids that small aren't fucking, they're not looking fucking into the sex, man. They're playing with goddamn dolls and fucking BB guns and shit like that, man. But let's sit down. Let's have a conversation about sex education. My little 12-year-old, my little 10-year-old, my little 6-fucking-year-old. Can you believe it? Having their kids, he told Eyewitness News. Having it with their kids, Eyewitness News. When I saw the video, I was extremely disturbed. Were you? I would have ripped the motherfucker off the wall and attacked the son of a bitch that was playing it. He said, adding that parents are starting to come out of the network of the woodwork, and it's time to start fighting back. Really? Just now? What about Hunter? What about those little, what about the fucking millions of kids that have been fucking, had their lives destroyed by these fucking handful of sickos? What about the fact that they fucking sell this shit online? You can buy a fucking kid to molest on fucking line. There's another article in here. The outlet showed the video to a mother at the school pickup line on Monday afternoon who reacted with some trepidation in terms of subject matter. What the fuck do you mean trepidation? You didn't go fucking batshit crazy and hit somebody that showed that to your fucking child? You ain't worth the powder to take to blow your fucking nose. They needed to get parents permission to show. They needed to get parents permission to show their children that. No, you don't show that. Would you show that? I must say that you would show that to your fucking child, lady. You think people should show that to a little fucking kid? You're sick in the fucking head too. You're a fucking goddamn institutionalized fucking communist whore. She said, we should have been told so we can have a conversation at home and not be thrown off guard by this guard this way. A conversation, like I said, I can't imagine it. Nobody I know, none of my family for goddamn sure, but nobody I know, a little kid, a little fucking kid, they're children. You don't talk about this shit with a child. They don't have no frame of reference. They haven't been alive long enough. Jesus. Stephen Davis, who was picking up his 8-year-old granddaughter, said, there was nothing warning us. They don't have to worry about being an adult, about being an adult when they're 8 years old. Okay.
Shoot, they're starting it with kindergartners, Henry.
Oh, I know. I know. I read that in another article. Ages 3 through 12. 3 years old. A kid can't even understand the language completely yet. No. What the hell do they have to fucking calculate any fucking statement by? What standard? There is none. They have no life experience. You're fucking just putting up a goddamn excuse to pedophile a child. That's all the fuck you're doing. And the parents that let this happen, you are some sick son of a bitches. That's all I can tell you. You shouldn't have children. You should have fucking dogs or something that you can't fuck up. I guess you could. You'd fuck a dog up. The office headed by Dr. Jordan Grossman claims the video is designed for 2 to 12. Here you are, right here, what you were talking about there. The office headed by Dr. Jordan Grossman claims the video is designed for 2 to 12-year-olds. I was wrong. It was 2-year-olds. 2 fucking years old. What? Can a kid even understand what the fuck you're talking about? No. If they did, God, you must be some kind of sick son of a bitch the way you raised that kid those 2 years to 12-year-olds. Unbelievable, people. But you know what? You know why it's happening? Because we're fucking allowing it. That's why. Because we're not fucking stopping it. We have the law behind us. We have our law to enforce. It's our fucking law. We just don't have the fucking balls to fucking stand up and put these motherfuckers where they belong. And that's in the goddamn ground. They are a handful. Oh, they'll say it's 30% of the population. 30% of the voting population, which is about probably at this point 10%. So 30% of 10%, what's that fucking, you're down in the single digits, aren't you? But I mean, goddamn, somebody reads it, well, it must be 30%. Political correctness. I don't want to go against the fucking majority. I don't want to go against, I want to be a good sheep in the fucking herd, you fucking sickos. In a letter sent home to parents, the Wells Road principal wrote that the intention of showing the video was not to alienate or disturb any child. I mean, could a fucking 2-year-old, could they even understand what they're watching? I mean, would they? I don't see it. They'd have to have some frame of reference. What's wrong with these motherfuckers? Don't answer that because I already know. In context, we are trying to remind students that it's okay to be who you are and still be treated with respect and dignity and kindness. What the fuck are you? You're talking about 2-year-olds. 2-year-olds! Go talk to a 2-year-old. Jesus Christ almighty, you fucking sick son of a bitches. It's all right to be who you are. Who am I? What are you talking about? What in the hell? I mean, goddamn, you have to have a vocabulary developed there. You're just barely fucking getting to where you can say your ABCs, maybe, if you're a real, real, real smart 2-year-old. The letter did not address the concern that parents were not forewarned. Oh, that's what's important. See, this is what we're going to have a conversation with. Not that you're teaching pedophilia to fucking two-year-olds, but the parents weren't forewarned. It's just like with the gun situation. You know, they fucking, they're not going to have a conversation about the fact that shall not be infringed, period, means shall not be infringed, fucking period. We're going to say, well, the people who, the bad guys, they won't obey the law, and the good people just puts a burden on them. I don't give a fuck what, that's not even an argument. That shouldn't even be been the fucking conversation. The goddamn thing says, shall not be infringed, period. That's all we have to talk about. And that's the end of the fucking story. If you infringe upon it, we fucking shoot you. That's what we're supposed to do. And we are at fucking war, and they do want to take those goddamn guns. I mean, when they're doing shit like this, I don't know. Do they need to take the guns? If you will, if we're holding the guns, we fucking ammo that we are holding, the implements of fucking war that we are holding, and we allow this fucking shit, what the fuck do they need to take our guns for? Both the Wells Road principal and superintendent have been contacted for comment. Really? 666666, son of a bitches. Let's see what else we got. Yesterday's. Of course, I mean, shit like this. This is what was they were bombing us with yesterday. Report, Biden CIA knew about Ukraine's plot to bomb Nord Stream and cripple European energy for months by Chris. Well, of course they fucking did. I mean, God damn it, they planned this shit fucking 50 years in the fucking future. New, I don't even know if I want to look at that. A fucking video with George Soros, fucking wrinkled up, fucking 200-year-old face. Nasty bastard, man. That's some, why ain't that fucker been hung yet? I'll tell you why, because we ain't fucking hung him. Let's see if I want to do that. Breaking, European Union and World Health Organization collaborate on global digital vaccine passport. I don't fucking give a shit. House Oversight Committee to hold FBI director. Here we go. They're going to bounce around, and here's what's important about the Bidens, not fucking pedophiling little six-year-olds and doing coke. That ain't what we're going to talk about the Bidens about. We're going to talk about the Bidens. Breaking, House Oversight Committee to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt for refusing to provide documents detailing bribery scheme involving Biden by Linda Spina. So fucking, it's just like with fucking Billy Clinton. You know, he sells our fucking ICBM guidance systems to China and gets convicted in a fucking impeachment trial for fucking playing sneaky finger with fucking Monica Lewinsky. This right here, they could brush off and just, oh, well, yeah, it happened. And, well, we're going to take measures to make sure it didn't happen again. Or just say, fuck it. What are you going to do? No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute a fucking international corporate mafia fucking don, would they? Not one operating out of Khazaria. And that's what we do. We harbor these motherfuckers. We harbor criminals in this fucking country. The worst of the worst criminals. The filthiest of the filthy fucking criminals. But this is what they want us to talk about instead of Hunter and the six-year-old little girls that he's fucking molesting. The House Oversight Committee plans to go forward with a plan to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt. Ooh! Who in the hell was that son of a bitch that was Clinton's boy there? Man, he's still in contempt. They held him in contempt and oh fucking well. What happened? He didn't go to jail. Nothing happened to him. He'll be appointed to the fucking grand jury. I mean, to the Supreme Court of Congress after refusing to turn over form FD 1023. The informant file that has accuses Joe Biden of corruption while serving as vice president under Barack Obama. Let's go back 10 years. Let's go back 5 years. Let's go back anywhere past that fucking film of that freaky fucking son of his with those little tiny girls, man. I think about those little girls, man. I mean, it fucking eats at me. They don't even know what's going on. No more than these two-year-olds that they're teaching this fucking horse shit to. A six-year-old does not have any kind of conception of what's happening. God damn it. What are they doing? You know what they have to be doing to them kids, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, do we have any conscience in this country left? Oversight Committee Chairman James Conner initially refused Ray's offer to privately view the informant file after confirming its existence and missing the missing. Now, we're supposed to get excited about this. They're going to get him. Don't put a warrant out for him. But again, his son's over there molesting six-year-old fucking little girls and doing cocaine. But we're going to get him on this. I guess that's kind of like Al Capone. How many people did that motherfucker murder? I mean, how many fucking people did he blow up? How many kids did he kill? How many? And got tax evasion. He got busted for tax evasion. That's the same kind of shit here. Only there's going to be no fucking consequences of this. Even if they proved every fucking word, they don't got to prove. We know he fucking did it. Fucking, we knew it when he did it. They showed him doing it. He went on Air Force Two and went over to China. He came out of there with $1 million. I know that. So. But we got to document this stuff. Nothing like having a video of him fucking molesting little six-year-old girls, his son, because he's a creepy motherfucker. He's a little kid sniffing little son of a bitch. I guarantee you he has done the same fucking thing all his life. And his fucking daddy probably did it. And surely his son Bo fucking did it. How many little fucking children have these motherfuckers destroyed? That's the only question I'm asking. I'm not going to quit asking that question. I'm not going to quit doing this. I don't care. How many times you shut my motherfucking broadcaster off, I'll turn it back on. How many times you fuck with my computer, I'll fix it. You motherfuckers are not going to... I want that motherfucker brought to account. Why isn't he brought to account? Why is this shit even matter when his son is fucking molesting six-year-old fucking girls and dressed up like prostitutes? It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, that's enough of this sick shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't let up. I mean, anywhere you're at on any site and they're talking about bullshit like this, say, hey, how about that fucking Hunter Biden thing? Give them a link to it and say, hey, what about this, man? Isn't this more fucking important? These little girls, these little children, aren't they more important than some fucking money? Or maybe they're not as important as the money. Or maybe the money's a part of it. Who knows? That is The Word from the Trenches. Give up.